In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. SpongeBob is not a contraceptive. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie's accidentally scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa's kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then everyone gathers on the sofa. But they're all picked up in the hands of a huge baby. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. At the basketball.
Dad, it's so enlightened of you to take us to a WNBA game.
Yeah, well, nachos are nachos.
Whoa, check out Janine Giraffalo.
That's Feng Pang Li, the 7-foot sensation from Sichuan.
Sichuan, eh? No wonder she's so spicy. Wow.
Bart, you're a little young to be growling at 7-foot Chinese ladies.
Fine, I'll go back to being bored.
Wow, I wonder what it would be like to be with a woman like that.
Homer imagines being picked up in her hands and taking a bite out of the moon.
Far-fetched.
She's tackled.
Look, that's Lisa Leslie. She showed little girls everywhere that they can grow up to be 6'5".
Lisa Leslie, you got game!
I think you mean I have game. Try to speak correctly.
You go, girl.
Yes, I will depart, lest your bad grammar rub off on me.
Now, here's something for the men to dribble over. Our mascot, Swish!
A woman's legs in a basketball costume.
Oh, I can see her logo and everything.
She sits on Moe's lap.
Hey, come back. Hey, I love you!
Hey. It's a man.
God darn it, Swish was everything I'm not.
Put the head back on.
And now, it's time for our $50,000 half-court shot. The winning fan is in Section A.
Yes.
Row 12.
Yes.
Seat 16.
Huh? Praise the Lord, my seat is scored.
Dad, this ticket is for tomorrow's WNFL game.
The Cowgirls versus the Sheagles. No love lost there.
Thanks for supporting the WNBA, sir.
You betcha. It's a nice break from the male sports I usually watch.
You like male sports?
Oh, sure. Speed walking, ballroom dancing, rhythmic gymnastics, extreme choir.
Just hurry up and miss.
Pardon me, my shot straight true.
Ned throws the ball underarm, and it bounces around the hoop.
Can't we just pretend you're really a girl?
Well, for how long?
For the rest of our lives.
The shot goes in.
No! Gosh, $50,000. I'm donating this whole check to Bibles for Belgians.
I'm the owner of this here team. I want to reward your generous attitude with this check for $100,000. I'm crazy as a crab house rat for philanthropy. Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
I'm sorry, sir. Your car's still blocked in.
Well, I guess Flanders doesn't have all the luck.
So we'll let you drive home in the Wienermobile.
Well, hot dog!
Yay!
That cuts the mustard with me.
Oh, it's not fair. I always wanted to drive a food-shaped car.
The steering wheel is a giant onion ring.
They thought of everything. How come all the good things happen to Jesus H. Nice? By which I mean Flanders.
Marge is washing up. In the garden, Homer's on the swing, looking over Ned's fence through binoculars with every upswing.
Don't!
What are you doing?
The grass is actually greener on Flanders' side.
That's because you keep passing out on our lawn.
No, that's not it. He's got some secret, and I'm going to find out what it is no matter what it takes. Flanders, what's your secret? You never get arrested, you don't buy your clothes at Mr. Blob, and look at your beautiful lawn. It sickens me.
Well, whatever I've got, I owe to hard work, honest living, and flossing my teeth, tail, and toes. Plus a little prayer now and then.
So that's all it takes. A little prayer.
And now, Ken Burns. A documentary by Ken Burns about the life of Ken Burns.
Ew, where's the remote?
Ever since he was a young man, Ken Burns has loved two things, baseball and jazz.
They so consumed my life, I never had time for a proper haircut.
Well, if I don't have the remote, I can just get up and change the channel. Oh! Wait a minute. I'll do what Flanders does. Oh, merciful God, who has blessed mankind with two kinds of clam chowder. Help me find the remote. There it is!
I've never actually been to a baseball game. The fresh air gives me hives.
Die, monster!
You're watching Monkey Olympics on Fox.
It worked! I got my wish! From now on, I'll pray till my hands are chapped and bleeding!
5-2. 5-2.
The monkey throws a strop.
Ooh, low marks! I've never seen Noodles this mad!
She's throwing her diaper at the judges!
Oh, Lord, please guide that diaper into someone's schnoz.
Yes!
Look, and moves a picture of God that changes when he tilts it.
Vengeful God, loving God. Vengeful God, loving God. Vengeful God, loving God. Vengeful God, loving God. I could do this all day, and I just might. Vengeful God, loving God. Vengeful God, loving God.
Setting up a prayer station, eh, Homer?
You know, I used to think God only helped professional athletes and Grammy winners. But now I realize he helps schmoes like me too, Carl.
Makes sense to me. Oh, by the way, did you see the judging of the monkey figure skating? Whose banana you got appealed to get a 5.9? Yeah, could not believe that.
Dear Lord, as I think of you, dressed in white with your splendid beard, I am reminded of Colonel Sanders, who is now seated at your right hand, shoveling popcorn chicken into thy mouth. Lord, could you come up with a delicious new taste treat like he did? I command you.
Hey, watch it!
Homer shuts his eyes and drifts across the road, making a lorry carrying hot fudge crash. A truck carrying pre-cooked bacon hits it, and a fudge-covered slice flies through Homer's window.
Move over, eggs. Bacon just got a new best friend. Fudge! Oh, heavenly God, my son is plagued with homework. With your vast knowledge of the shorebirds of Maryland, I know you can help him.
Homer, God isn't some kind of holy concierge. You can't keep bugging him for every little thing.
Can and will. Now to unstop the sink. Lord, please use your space-age clog-busting powers on this stubborn drain. Then take some time off for yourself. Fly to France. Have a nice dinner.
I'll just call a plumber.
Oh, Lord, I see thou art working through thy imperfect vessel, Marge, where thou art most wise.
You know, most people pray silently.
Marge, he's way the hell up there.
Okay. I'm afraid I've got bad news. Your trees have gotten into your plumbing.
How bad is it?
Your pipes have more roots than the list of all-time top-rated TV shows.
Oh, well, we could live with a stopped-up drain.
I don't think all that moisture is going to do wonders for your drywall. And it ain't in such great shape as it is.
The plaster cracks and falls off.
Oh! You was hiding behind the drywall. Yes, you were. I'm glad social services didn't see this. Yes, I am. Oh, you coughed up some drywall.
The Simpsons go to church.
Lord, this is a dire emergency. If you could fix my house or make a new house from one of my ribs.
He falls into a shallow ditch with a sign for a new nativity scene next to it.
Dad, are you hurt?
I think my leg is broken.
Slip and fall? Can't go back to work? I'm Larry H. Lawyer Jr., and I will fight for you. I also habla español.
So that's your answer. I'll sue the church.
Homer, we can't sue the church. They'll poke fun at us in the church bulletin.
It wouldn't be the first time. I couldn't help it. Those pews are so comfortable.
You have rights. You deserve financial compensation. He got me $60,000, and I was driving drunk in the graveyard. Now, you're my first client who actually is injured. According to this book, that's a big plus.
Homer, please don't sue the church. I'm asking you as your friend and neighbor.
Can I borrow your pen and sign this deposition?
Oakley doakley. Why do
do I always give in to him? It's his skull. It's hypnotic.
Now hearing Homer Simpson versus the First Church of Springfield.
Morning, Judd. How's your lovely wife?
She was run over by a clergyman.
We're very sorry for the victim's injury. But as this tape demonstrates, Mr. Simpson is accident-prone.
I can't see anything in this fog.
He sticks his head out of the car window and butts all the mailboxes.
Your Honor, we the jury find that to be America's funniest home video. Back to you, Bob Saget.
This is a court of law.
Okie doke. We fine for Mr. Simpson in the sum of $1 million.
Woohoo!
Can I get that lottery ticket, please?
Your Honor, we don't have that kind of money. We're not a synagogue.
In that case, I award Mr. Simpson the deed to the church.
You're giving him the church?
He's not giving it to me. God is, because I prayed for it.
Dad, I think this might be the work of Satan.
It's all good.
Homer replaces the church's welcome doormat.
Homer, for the last time, please give the church back. That is gonna drive me nuts.
Look, this church is our only option. Don't you kids want to live here?
Anything's better than that dump we came from.
And there's so many places to cloister myself.
The dog's on board, too. He thinks he's papal.
Well, the court has spoken, so here you go. The baptismal font tends to run. You have to jiggle the handle. Oh, and Wednesday is garbage day.
Sweet.
I'm so sorry, Reverend.
Oh, it's not so bad. We'll be staying with the Flanderses.
And Rev, you'll be bunking with me.
Oh, boy, does he ever.
Homer's put a TV on the altar and is sitting in a front row pew in his pants, drinking beer from a chalice.
Ooh, I love this dog!
He stands up and dances, his fat tummy swinging from side to side. Then he plays guitar with a wooden cross.
Love for you, baby.
Dad, there's a bunch of people in the community outreach center.
We'll just see about that. If it weren't for Alcoholics Anonymous, I'd still be sucking the juice out of glow sticks.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's great. Yeah.
I'm so sorry for all your horrible problems, but this is our dog's room now. Wherever shall we go?
You can come to my church.
And what church might that be?
St. Pauli Girls Cathedral.
Ooh, I've heard
yeah, of okay, let's go there.
Homer, that was not very Christian of you.
You're right, Marge. I'll make it up to them by throwing the bitchinest beer bash this church has ever seen.
The church's sign reads, Housewarming Party. Let there be light beer. Homer meets the guests as they arrive.
Bless you. Bless you. How you doing?
Wow, Homer, this is like a party Dick Clark would throw.
Yeah, fun, but not too fun.
So where's Marge?
She went to Lovejoy's temporary church. She's worried about her immortal soul.
He said to his disciples...
In your face, Best Way Linen Supply! Yes!
Hey, no mercy!
Roll that rock!
In these times that test our faith, the Lord will be a holy shining light unto us all.
Sorry, Padre. I didn't mean to embarrass you in front of the goyim.
As I was saying, if we keep our hearts pure, we can... Dr. Hibbert, must you play the claw machine?
I'll be right there. I've almost got me a kitty cat.
Outside.
I really enjoyed your sermon, particularly the part about the pin in the gutter on lane 15.
That wasn't me. That was the manager.
Are you sure? Because it really spoke to me.
Marge, it's as plain as a bruise on my shin. There's no place for me here.
Where you going, Reverend? The town's that way. Reverend, you're going the wrong way.
I'm sorry, Ned. Looks like God has packed up and left Springfield.
No, no, you're lying. You're lying. What makes you lie?
Marge gives him a comforting hug.
Good evening. Springfield is still grappling tonight with the departure of Reverend Timothy Lovejoy, local Bible nut. How is our community coping with this spiritual vacuum? Let's ask Arnie Pie in the sky.
You want to know what I see, Kent? I see a slow news day with nothing to fill it.
Arnie, you're supposed to be filming people coping with the loss of their church.
And how am I supposed to do that? Do I have a magic lens that can see into people's souls? Well, yours would be black, Kent. Black is the ace of spades.
A technical difficulty sign goes up. The party's still going on in the church.
Homer, send these people home. This housewarming party's been going on for 2 days.
Hey, you can't throw us out. I just made a Cornish game hen with chestnut stuffing. Would you believe a pigeon stuffed with Spam? Would you believe a rat filled with cough drops?
Ned's watching through binoculars.
They've broken every commandment except one.
Hey, Letty, covered some more chili fries?
You bet!
That's it. The whole shebang. Lord, this town may have turned its back on you, but not the Flanders. Wherever we are, you'll have your church. Are you with me, boys? Speaking in tongues, what great kids.
Full house, Jack's over twos. Read him in strip, Bond. Slowly. Make me forget my troubles.
Oh, I hate this game.
Look at all this. The great food, the party, the sunshine. Hard to believe one god came up with all this.
Well, there's probably a lot of gods.
Yeah, and some of them's gotta be chicks.
Yeah, with like 1,000 boobs.
Woo-hoo! That's the god I'm gonna worship.
Well, there's only one god for me. Your dad's old hunting trophy.
A deer's head.
Dasher, a dancer. Man, I must be wasted.
Smoke from the fire rises up and darkens the sky.
Well, aren't you afraid you might be, incurring God's wrath?
God's cool.
See, I don't know that he is. In the Bible, he's always smiting and turning people into salt.
Oh, look! God's giving us a little shower. Everybody, look at the much-needed rain! Thank you, God! Now turn the rainwater into wine!
When Homer opens his mouth, a lightning bolt flies into it.
Okay, boys, this is it. The end of this sinful little suburb.
Yay! Let every evil one fill!
Ned's boat.
Okay, got two of every animal, but only males. I don't want any hanky-panky. Hey, cut that out!
Oh, weather, wonderful God. Your flood has driven us to the roof of your church. Surely this has proven whatever point you had.
The rain continues.
Oh, God's ignoring me!
Dad, maybe you should stop praying. See if that makes it happy.
This heretic has doomed us all!
Yeah, I say we skin him alive and set him on fire!
Yeah, that'll appease God.
Appease who now?
Oh, it's getting biblical!
Leave that man alone!
It's Reverend Lovejoy!
Let us pray, dear Lord. Please spare this sinful town. They were misled by a demon in blue pants.
The rain stops, the clouds disperse, and the sun shines over Springfield once again.
I guess I learned something here. God is capable of great anger and great mercy, but mostly great anger.
There are perfectly logical explanations for everything that happened. The bonfire sent soot into the air, which created rain. And with all the trees cut down, a flood was inevitable.
Yeah, but what made the rain stop? Oh, Buddha?
Hey, they've suffered enough.
Keep that popcorn chicken coming, Curdle. Not bad. Think it's about time for you to tell me what's in those spices.